It's one of the truly credible moments on our show. Every Wednesday afternoon at this time, we do SOTA Money Trends on WWL. And Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President with Metairie Bank. He joins us on WWL. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Paul, coming up later in the show, I'm going to talk about Louisiana State Police asking parents. This is kind of a campaign of theirs. Asking parents to do a better job of educating their teenagers when it comes to safe driving. And that sort of leads into the conversation about just, you know, responsibility that parents have to teach their kids. Now, we talk about money trends on the show with all of you from Metairie Bank, but there's something going on that really, I love talking about how you truly are a community bank. Monster Mash is a fall family celebration on the North Shore. It's been part of the North Shore celebrations for 34 years. It's a fundraiser to support the STHS Parenting Center, and it's an opportunity to have a safe Halloween experience, complete with trick-or-treating and music and cookie decorating, but it's also about promoting confidence and competence when it comes to parenting, and I love that Metairie Bank is involved in this.
Well, Scoot, I don't think I need to say anything else. You did that perfectly. I'll just sit back. You keep going.
No, I want to hear it from you. But really, this is it's a great opportunity for people to just have fun. But tell us what you do that really does encourage good parenting.
Well, you know, there's so many facets of that from the parenting center where they come through and look, I didn't have brothers and sisters per se growing up, and so they have boot camps for new dads that have no idea what's it going to mean to have a new child in your home. They have parental coaching. They have one of the things that most people miss is how to make sure that your child's seat is safely secured in your car. Right. And not only do they do that with the help of the state police. They do that, but they also do it for kids that have disabilities. So mm-hmm. you have the different types of car seats. And normally you have to go to Baton Rouge to do that. Well, now they're offering that service here in St. Tammany Parish. And this parenting center is just, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal organization supported by St. Tammany Health System and St. Tammany Hospital Foundation. And this really came about, you know, as you know, Ron Sanford was always a huge proponent of being a part of the community as leaders of Metairie Bank previous to him, as well as the current leadership here at the bank. We recognize how important being an integral part of the community is, and how far relationships go. And you know, you and I have talked about the Each One Save One and the various things, mm-hmm. and the relationship banking that Metairie Bank does. And actually, this partnership, I'm not afraid to say it, actually came from a relationship built by a classmate of mine in Leadership St. Tammany. And it's Nicole Suri, who is the executive director for the Hospital Foundation, the St. Tammany Hospital Foundation. She called me one day about 6 years ago. And they needed someone local to step up and be the presenting sponsor for this event. And it didn't take Ron and I but about 2 to 2.5 minutes of this conversation to say, yes, we're in. To be able to support – and a lot of this goes to support it supports all demographics and all socioeconomic classes, but the beauty of it is it does do that. It does help those that maybe are on the lower end of the socioeconomic class, but also those that maybe are more affluent, but still don't know what they need to do. They don't know what they don't know about being a parent. And this is just a great organization that we've partnered with. Well, now, this is our sixth year.
Also, by going to the Monster Mash, you might get a little help there, but at least it's an introduction to where you can get help.
And that's it. The event itself, and I can talk for hours, but the event itself is so great. It's located in Bogafalia Park in downtown Covington. It's this Saturday from 10 to 2. But there's all types of crafts and activities. And these are activities that not only, as a parent, you're not just holding your child's hand or standing behind them. They can be interactive. You know, the hospital will have their Be Well bus on site where you know, you can do little checkups, or you can find out information on what you need to do, whether it from being an adult, if you have some questions with respect to your health care, or the child's. You know, there's so many great things, you know, and it's little things that this organization, the Parenting Center, does that we actually love. One of which is a little ID bracelet. And on the ID bracelet that the parents can put on the child when they come into the park, what it does is it has the parent's name and cell phone number on the bracelet, not the child's name. Because think about it this way, Scoot, if you have a 2 or 3 year old that somehow wandered off in the craziness of the things, mm-hmm. And you see them upset, you go to them and say, well, you know, where's your mommy and daddy? Or what's their name? And their child knows their name is mommy or daddy.
Right.
But you can look on that. You can look on that bracelet, and you can easily find the parent or the grandparent or whoever is there, and the phone number, and we can get them back to their family in pretty short order. And it's just little things like that, yeah, that are so great.
And let's talk about how cool this is. Monster Mash. Okay, it's from 10 to 2, Boga Fly Park, Covington, this Saturday, October 22nd,
yes.
Trick-or-treating, music, cookie decorating, crafts, carnival rides. I mean, it's a full Halloween party.
It's a full Halloween party. There's live animals. You know, you've got cows and ponies, and I think they're going to have snakes and all kinds of different things. We'll have a tent there, actually a couple of tents there. It's simple as it sounds, Scoot. We hand out balloons, and it's so easy is that, and easily to dismiss that. The look on a child's face when you hand them a balloon, and
you know,
they love it.
That's so true, and this resonates with me because yesterday I was at People's Health Medicare Center, which is right next to Party City, and I had to go in and pick up a couple of things in Party City. And this family was leaving, a mother and two kids, and the daughter, all she wanted to do was hold the balloons that they were walking out with. And the mom said, no, it's too windy outside. You can't. But here, I'll let you hold part of the strings of the on the balloons. But the mom was holding it. But yeah, the kid just wanted to hold the balloons walking out. So balloons are a big deal.
Well, and look, it's easy for us with all of the issues and the 24-hour news cycles that we have as adults. It's very easy for us to get bogged down and forget how awesome it really is to see a child's face when they see things for the first time,
yeah,
or just the sheer excitement on the most basic level. And this event is such a great event. It's affordable. We're going to have beautiful, beautiful weather. And it's a great way to connect. And there's all types of vendors out there that as a parent are phenomenal resources. And then you can get even more information from the Parenting Center. Even if you live on the South Shore, look, it doesn't matter.
Right.
There's information and information is what's key, and being able to get out there, support these great organizations, be an integral part of St. Tammany Parish and be a partner with St. Tammany Hospital, St. Tammany Health System, I should say, and the Parenting Center. You know, it's interesting. I always like to say the similarities of the health system of St. Tammany Health System and Metairie Bank. We were both basically formed about the same time. We're both roughly we're a little bit older because we got off the ground a little bit faster, but they were born out of community people recognizing the need for institutions, St. Tammany Health System and healthcare and Metairie Bank and with a financial institution, out of the needs to enrich the communities based upon the services they can provide. And
yeah,
we do that. And that's a great feeling.
And Paul, in defense of parents who really are good parents, but just really don't know what to do sometimes, this is a great opportunity to maybe start to develop a new bond with your child. Something simple like, you know, you're going to make cookies, decorate cookies together. I mean, these are small things that kids will remember. And sometimes you may not know what to do, but this might introduce you to doing something. And then you learn to like do baking stuff with your kids and grandkids at home.
Yeah. Or, you find out, and thank goodness my kids, cause I'm not a fan of snakes. I love animals, but not snakes, but you may find out that your child loves animals and they love being around animals, or they love superheroes, and that becomes something that, you know, those
right.
are things that you're exactly right. You get out of the norm, right? You, and look, parents, families. It's great to see when families all dress up, and you see, you see the Incredibles that show up, and it's the entire family, or these types of things, and you really see these. It all, when you do that, and you can push away all of the societal pressures, and you just you're a mother, you're a father, you're a child, you're a grandparent, whatever the case may be. And you're doing this together, and you're sharing these experiences. It's truly an enriching feeling to see Bogofalia Park in all of its glory, and the stuff that's been done, that the city of Covington has done to really revamp it, and to just see a true family-friendly event that's safe, that's secure, that everybody did. I could ramble on for hours on this one, Scoop, but we don't want to miss you getting tickled at the bar.
Well, I try not to get too pickled, because you pay for it the next day, and the older you get, the more you pay. I've learned that the hard way. Fortunately, I do not remember the last time I had a hangover. Seriously, I do not remember the last time, because you do get to a point in your life where you just try to become proactive with these kind of things and just avoid the disaster. But I want everyone to know that when I talk about Metairie Bank and I talk about a community bank, if you don't know what that means, this is what I'm talking about. They're involved in this community beloved Fall Family Festival that benefits the St. Tammany Health System Parenting Center, and they're helping parents, they're helping you, they're helping, really, when you help the kids of the North Shore, you help everybody on the North Shore, because many of those kids grow up and they live on the North Shore. So the better adjusted they are, the better they are as teenagers, and the better they are as young adults.
Absolutely. And look, one of the things that constantly challenges our youth is financial literacy, because when you and I were growing up, you got taught how to balance a checkbook, and you got taught these things, and it's not really taught in schools anymore. It's not included in the curriculum. So as we make the impressions that we are a community bank, that we care about our community on these families and these children, and as they grow up, that they will recognize that we truly do care, and we want to be a resource. We want to help them with financial literacy, with their buying their first home or buying their first car, or just opening up their first checking account.
Well, a long time ago, Metairie Bank gave me my first car loan. I do have this question, though, and maybe you can answer this since you're a banker with Metairie Bank. I'm still confused as to why I still have checks, but I don't have any money in my account. It seems like if I've got checks, I should be able to write those checks.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's because Ian took the money to cover the cost of the letter.
that was a big mistake on my part to give Ian all of my personal information like that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Paul Myers, North Shore Market President, Metairie Bank, thank you so much, and good luck with Monster Mash. And I'll make sure to mention this again tomorrow and again Friday to remind people that you guys are involved in it, and just to remind people about the Monster Mash, because it's a great, great event this weekend, Saturday from 10 to 2 at Bogofalia Park.
And the website, if anybody's listening and they're curious, it's dothemash.org.
Dothemash.org. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Paul, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you, Scoot.
All right.